And we are pleased to have with us at our microphone Emily Keener. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for having me.
Last time I saw you, you were on my television. local singer-songwriter out of Wakeman who was on NBC's The Voice.
Yeah.
Quite an experience for you, I bet.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy, start to finish. I can't believe all of that just happened.
What did you take away, or what are some of the things that sort of float through your head after it's over now for you that you took away from that experience?
I think I've gathered a lot of confidence in myself. I mean, performing for millions and millions of people every week has that effect, I think. And I was crazy nervous at first, but I slowly started to kind of acclimate to that huge, like, that huge stage and just like the nerve-wracking experience. So going forward, I have a lot more assuredness in who I am and what I'm doing on stage.
Does it seem more like a concert stage, or did it like more like a TV show to you in a sense?
It definitely felt like a concert stage. Okay. I mean, there's hundreds of people in the live studio audience, so it feels like a show. And it feels like a really intense show. So energy runs high and nerves run high, and the lights are crazy, the stage looks great, and to just have the opportunity to experience that and be backed by the incredible voice band and, you know, taught by the great vocal coach that works with us behind the scenes, including our coaches, it's an all-around wonderful thing.
You were on there for several weeks. What is it like in a typical week? What are you doing before on-screen performances?
There's a lot of rehearsal that goes into it, so that takes up a big chunk of our time. And any free time we get back at the hotel, we're spending practicing and trying to prepare ourselves. But other than that, there's lots of interviews, photo shoots, wardrobe fittings, hair and makeup stuff, and we film. You see segments of us rehearsing with our coaches, and we film that in advance, obviously. So that's a lot of what we do from week to week. It's just filming, interviews. All around, you're pretty much busy 24/7.
Now, are you aware that filming is going on in a sense, or are you trying to still focus on the instruction from your coach and the singing and that sort of thing?
A lot of the time, you're very aware of it because you spend hours getting ready to be on camera and just like preparing for it. But once you kind of get in the room with your coach, it becomes all about the music. Like, you're focused in on the song and you're actually, you have this dialogue going back and forth. And obviously you don't see all of that on TV, but we spend a lot of time with our coaches and they help us work through things.
A couple years ago, I'm guessing you probably never thought you'd be sitting there with Pharrell Williams talking about music. What was that like?
I wouldn't have thought that in a million years. So at first I was definitely a little starstruck. But something about Pharrell is just, it's very calming. He's very good at making people feel comfortable. And we got along really well in the rehearsal process. I think we worked super well together. It was just so awesome. He was a guiding force, and he gave me so much great advice, and I'm never going to forget it.
Yeah. Talk about music and doing bold selections. Some people may say some of the things you picked might have, be kind of a bold selection for that. What was your thinking in certain songs that you picked and presenting yourself in a certain way?
All my song choices were based on my artistry. My journey on the show, to me, was never about being popular. And I wanted to just show people who I am as an artist. I thought that was the most important thing. And whether I stay on the show or not, I'd like to leave being proud of everything that I did, and I can wholeheartedly say that now. I look back at all my performances, and I'm so honored that I got to perform these incredible classic songs, and it's exactly what I wanted to do and more, and focusing on that and in that kind of a situation, it was kind of hard to like stick to my guns and do what meant the most to me. But once I got into each song, I knew it was the right decision. Everything just felt right.
But even with that Jeff Buckley song, the coaches, Pharrell and the others, really knew what you were doing. I mean, they were fully supportive.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful for that. I mean, Jeff Buckley, he has influenced just about every major artist that has come after him. So it's no surprise to me that they were aware of the magnitude of what it meant to have one of his songs on the show. So I think that was a really special moment, and I'm so grateful that I got to experience that, and that's something that I've done in my life. Like, that's really, really crazy. And to be only 17 and have had all these experiences under my belt already, that's just, wow, you know?
You talked about that. It's sort of because that music that you did now lives on, as anybody who knows anything with the internet and everything like that. So those performances are out there sort mm-hmm. of as a resume forever as well. So to be proud of them, that's a key to it too, is you don't want to have something that you felt, I just sort of changed up and threw it away and it didn't really express who you are. That when you see those, you obviously are very proud of what
exactly.
you did.
Exactly. It's invaluable, and I'm going forward in my career with just so much joy and confidence in what happened. And I'm so happy that so many people were touched by it. I get so many like emails and messages every day of people who were just really people who connected to what I was doing. And that's what music is all about. It's about connecting people. And if I was able to do that, that's a victory right there.
You're very active on social media. Mm-hmm. I follow you on Twitter.
Oh, yay.
And I see a lot of posts on there about new music in the works and maybe a big
yes.
show coming up. What can you tell us about either?
There's not much I can say other than everything is materializing very fast. I'm in the studio almost constantly. I'm writing a lot and working a lot. So the new record is going to be awesome, and I can say that with full confidence. I'm just really, really excited to share the new music with people because it's been a while. It's been a year since my last release, so there's a lot to give people, but it's going to be super fun. I've got a great team of musicians and a great team of producers backing me. It's going to be awesome. And the big show, obviously, will be announced on my social media platform. So you can follow me on Twitter at Emily Keener and Facebook at Emily Keener Music. Find out what's going on with that.
You mentioned the last record a year ago, East of the Sun, right?
Yes.
And prior to that, you put out some other CDs as well. Do you go back and listen to them and see the progression in your own ability and your own vocal stylings over that time?
Occasionally, yeah. I was actually just talking with a friend that even from a year ago, my voice sounds different. I've changed a lot over the past few years. And occasionally I'll hear a recording of myself when I was, you know, 12, 13, and I'm like, oh my gosh, who is that? Like, it's so crazy how much has changed in that amount of time.
Well, I tell you what, when you opened up with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, when you started out down here, I thought, wow.
You're finding a lot of low notes that maybe you didn't know you had before.
Thank you.
Or something.
Thank you. That's definitely kind of a new trick that I've learned, I guess. I've really experimented with my range, and I found that I really like to use my lower register. It was really fun to get to experiment with that.
Well, you probably met a lot of different people, obviously, who are contestants on there, and they are a wide spectrum of people. People
oh,
who are young, maybe like you, older people that have been through any kind of things that you kind of gleaned from some of them, or at least... been able to...
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even begin to say how much I've learned from the other contestants. They're all fantastic people, and like you said, all of them so different, all of them from different walks of life. And it's so interesting how this show has brought us all together. I've made a lot of really great friendships, and I think there's going to be a lot of musical collaboration going forward, so people can look forward to that.
Well, we appreciate you coming in today, and we congratulate you again on making it as far as you did on The Voice. But there's obviously a lot more for you in the future. But again, Emily, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.